road improvements come to the Porcupine Mining District and Princess Cruises extends its hiatus. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories and more are up next. The Alaska Division of Forestry has proposed to make a number of improvements to forest roads near the Porcupine Mining District in Haines. With the help of a grant from the State Parks Recreational Trails Program, the division intends to install road signs and road system maps. The proposal also includes removing brush, grading, and resurfacing roads. The project will focus on Little Salmon River Road and Sunshine Mountain Road, according to the Division of Forestry. The goal is to make the area more accessible for recreation, subsistence uses, commercial tours, timber harvesting, and mining. To see a map of the project area, visit forestry.alaska.gov/what's-new. The Division of Forestry will host a public meeting on April 15th from 3 to 5 p.m. via teleconference to discuss the proposal. Princess Cruises will extend its pause in global operations due to the coronavirus. Cruise sailings will not resume until July 1st. The company announced it will cancel all Princess Alaska Gulf cruises and cruise tours for the 2020 season, but plans to offer round-trip sailings from Seattle to Alaska. The company's five Alaska Wilderness lodges, trains, and buses will be closed. It is unclear if this will affect White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. Representatives from the company did not immediately respond to requests for comment. For those itching to break out of home quarantine and stay active during the coronavirus pandemic, the state's chief medical officer suggests wearing a mask and increasing your distance with others. These and other recommendations come as more people spend time outside in the Alaska spring weather. From KTOO, Matt Miller reports.
When George Schaff, Parks and Recreation Director for the City and Borough of Juneau, takes his dog out for a walk at Juneau's Twin Lakes or Savico Park, he notices more people than usual.
Parks are definitely busy for this time of year, which is understandable. I think it's great folks are getting out. At the same time, people seem to be observing social distancing, and there's still quite a bit of space between people, which is a good thing.
That social distancing is to avoid passing COVID-19 to each other while outside. Schaff has this suggestion for cyclists and runners out together, even on a remote trail.
If you're running down a trail, it's a really great idea to extend that to be maybe 20 feet and make sure that you're announcing to others that you're coming up the trail.
That's actually what Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, recommended in a video posted April 11th, especially if you're out on a trail breathing hard.
We know that when we exert ourselves, we have the higher chance of being able to spread our voice and our breath further, and that COVID could potentially spread further.
She also suggested wearing a mask while active outdoors. Along those same lines, the Forest Service has prohibited gatherings of more than 10 people in both the Chugach and Tongass National Forests. Chad Van Ormer works as a top manager for the Forest Service in Alaska.
Basically, what we're trying to do is align with current federal, state, and local guidance for social distancing, just to ensure that the health and safety of all of our visitors to the National Forest, as well as our employees and volunteers.
When Van Ormer leaves his office in Juneau, he likes to spend his free time out in the forest that he helps manage. He and his family prefer hiking the less used trails out the road north of Juneau. On the rare occasion they approach someone to pass, they usually just step off the trail first. Van Ormer says rangers or law enforcement officers can issue citations for people gathering in large groups, like those family reunions at Auk Recreation Area or that barbecue at Skater's Cabin. But that's a last resort. Instead, he says they always start with an inform and educate approach. Indoor facilities like the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center in Juneau are already closed, but Van Ormer says they're also encouraging visitors to stay away from crowded outdoor areas or avoiding the forest entirely during peak periods. Also, use your bathroom at home, not the outhouses or restrooms on federal forest land. And of course, pack out your trash. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.
This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.